Hey loved ones, welcome back to another episode of Georgia on My Mind. I am your host, Georgia Davis Baker, and if this is your first time tuning in, I want to say thank you for hitting play. I'd like to invite you to go back and listen to some of my previous episodes so you can get to know me a little better. But if you don't want to, that's fine. You can definitely stick around here, as I think today's episode is going to be a great one. And you can always go back in the day and get to know me a little bit later. If you're a returning listener, I want to say, what's up, y'all? Thank y'all for coming to kick it with me. I always love to have company. You guys know I have only child syndrome issues, so, you know, I always invite company over. Thank you guys for coming back. Today, guys, we have a special guest. Her name is Brandy Cox. Brandy is... What isn't Brandy? Okay, Brandy has her hand in so many different pots, but she juggles them so well. And I like to refer to Brandy as a beauty and a beast. She's always been a beautiful person to me, but over the last couple of years, she's just blossomed into this beautiful wildflower. And the way she engages with her audience via Facebook and Instagram, she's so encouraging and uplifting and motivating. It's like out of this world. And as far as why I call her a beast is because when it comes to this business, Brandy don't play around. Brandy is professional. She's reliable. She's friendly. All the things that you want in someone who you're partnering up with to do business. And so I encourage you all to stick around with us today, listen to this episode, get to know Brandy a little bit better. Make sure you guys go follow her at the end of this podcast, because you may find that she's experienced in some area that you may need her. So I encourage you to hang out for a little bit to get to know Brandy a little bit better. I'm not going to continue rambling because I can, but I won't. And we're going to go ahead and get the show started. All right, guys, let's start the show. So I saw your Facebook post about stopping a guy in the store today. Good job.
Oh, girl, yeah, I was in the UPS store, and I was dropping off some documents, and I had some packages I needed to pick up, too, and me, I had my notary hat on, and I see this black guy walk in. He has this this paper bag, you know, those bags from Office Depot when you, like, get papers printed and stuff, they'll slide in a little thin little brown paper bag, and I saw the bag. I was like, oh, he got documents that need to be notarized. So I was standing up there at the counter, and he said, the UPS guy said notarized. He said, yeah, that. He said, we only do appointments. And we don't have any openings for today, but we can get you in the morning. And so when I heard, all I heard was no appointments, no availability like today. All I can remember is just me saying, oh, B Cox is signing your docs. You can follow me right down the street. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was like, cause I don't know. It's just when I hear things like that, like instantly whichever hat needs to come on, it literally, like, comes on. And with a notary, you know, when you're getting documents notarized, like, it, those documents are time sensitive. And I can understand, you know, the urgency of needing a notary when you need it, you know. So, right. Yeah, so definitely. I was like, oh, okay, yep. So we came on down and end up, his mom is coming tomorrow. His mom, the sister, and the aunt, they're coming tomorrow because they were going to go to the UPS store tomorrow. No. Y'all come today, but they weren't available, but they're definitely going to be coming in the morning.
Well, Brandy, that story is, it kind of encapsulates the reasons why I wanted to have you on this podcast. Is because of, you know, your tenacity, your ambition, your drive, and just all the ways that you've grown over the past couple of years, and then you just kind of blossom into this wildflower. And I know that we wanted to talk about, you know, healing, and I just wanted to talk about how you got to that point. So I guess if you can start wherever you'd like, and then just kind of share with the audience, you know, how you started your transformation and what obstacles you kind of had to overcome. But just start at whatever point you feel is the beginning where you started to want to, you know.
Oh, Lord, child, that's a whole book. Maybe two. No.
But one no. day, it's coming.
You know what? You might have a good point there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I am definitely healing. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a daily thing. It's, you know, you're going to always be healing. You have to always be willing to work on yourself. You have to be willing to learn to let some shit go.
I agree.
And people, you know, and it's definitely a journey. It's a struggle. It's emotional. It's a roller coaster, and you just have to, if you're really wanting to really heal from some stuff, you have to go through the process. You have to go through all the emotions, whether that's crying or, you know what I'm saying, being alone and just whatever it is that you have to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely are going to experience people leaving, because the thing about healing, while you're healing, you're growing.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, when you're growing and other people aren't, your growth is just going to push them out of the way, and you have to be okay with that.
And yes, yes,
you know,
and it's, and what some people don't realize is that it's hard for you. It's hard for the person who's going through the healing and the growth process as well.
Amen.
Because, you know, as much as you want your people and your loved ones to come with you, everybody just can't go with you.
Mm-mm.
And it's not even like you're making that decision. It's literally, you know, just two opposing energies. You just begin to operate on different frequencies.
Absolutely.
And, you know what I'm saying? And then, that, you know, it's just kind of life comes in and just kind of turns that magnet backwards, and you guys begin to split apart. And then there's really no love loss, but maybe from your perspective, or from the person who's trying to grow, who's actively trying to grow and heal, there's no love loss. But when that's unrecognizable and unfamiliar to the other party, it can come off as something totally different. And that part is unfortunate. So yeah, having to shed people and things, the people part definitely is hard.
Mm-hmm. And not just shedding other people, but shedding from your old self.
That part. Hallelujah. Mm. Yeah.
Unlearning and relearning is the most, man.
It takes a heightened level of effort to be present enough in each moment, mm-hmm. to be mindful of those moments where you have to make a different decision in order for a different outcome to come out. And it may be the smallest thing, but you got to stay on top of it, because it's so easy for you to fall back into those same patterns.
Mm-hmm. Your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. It is so easy.
Very easy. And, you know, with me, you know, me personally, just, you know, a lot of different things have happened that go on in my life on a daily basis. So many life-changing events and people, a lot, you know, and I don't talk about, you know, stuff, but I just, you know, I'm just a person that meditates a lot. I burn plenty of sage and Palo Santo to keep me sane, you know. And you just have to, you just really have to understand that things are going to happen whether you like it or not. You have no control over it. What's going to happen is definitely going to happen, but just know that this is happening for a reason. It's happening. Mm-hmm. It's not happening for, it's not happening to you. It's happening for you.
For you, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And just me personally, I battle with high anxiety, depression, and I got anger issues.
Okay.
You know, and you know, a lot of anybody that know me, you personally mm-hmm. knows, you know, back in the day I'd pop off so quick, I would not care. I am a totally different person now.
Yes, you are.
I am a totally different person now. I, you know, all of the arguing and slapping people and kicking ass, you know, I've done that. I want to do something different. I want to grow. I want to see what, you know, I'll be 39 this year. I want to see what the 39-year-old me do. You know, I want to see the adult me, like, for real, because I still have a lot of growing up to do.
You know? As long as you living, you got growing up to do. Yeah. That don't stop.
It,
you know,
don't.
What I'm saying?
And that's the same thing with healing. It never stops. You're gonna you're gonna have to consistently work on it every single day. It's not like, oh, okay, I'm healed now. What's next?
No, that's so true. So I guess my question for you is, because you didn't just go from A to Z. There were definitely the other 24 letters in between mm-hmm. that. So I guess my question for you is, if you don't mind sharing, what was the breaking point for you when you realized that you had to make a change? I think I kind of know when it was, but if you don't mind sharing, because somebody mm-hmm. may be going through the same thing you were going through, and they don't even realize that what they're going through, they need some other type of healing. They might just think that life is just so messed up and it can't get no better, and they're supposed to be feeling this way, and they don't even know that there's a way out. So if you don't mind sharing, what was your breaking point, or what was
for me, I think I had two breaking points. The first one was my weight. Weight. And I think that, I don't know, I never really just realized how much weight I had gained, how much food I ate, and, you know, how just sometimes I just sit at home and just eat and not realize how long I had been sitting at home eating. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just got up one day and I looked in the mirror, and when I tell you I had a serious breakdown, I didn't like me. I didn't like myself, like, period.
Wow.
This was about 2016, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Did I lose something? All right.
Okay, all right. So, listeners, we had to have a small, brief intermission. We're having a storm right now. And we think the power may have gotten knocked out. Where were we? We were talking about, one of your breaking points was when you noticed your weight and you just didn't like yourself.
Yeah, right? I looked at myself and, you know, I just really didn't like what I saw in the mirror. I wasn't doing anything, and, you know, it was depressing, and mm-hmm. I just knew, you know, at that point, like, I had to do something, because I know, you know, the one thing that always reminded me was, you know, especially in the Black community, we got the sugars, heart disease, mm-hmm. cholesterol, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
I didn't have any issues, but definitely I wasn't far from it. And so that day was one of the breaking points where I, you know, took my health, you know, seriously.
Like, yeah.
you know, I just started, you know, working, walking and, you know, just trying to find different things to play around with food. The food is the hard part. But, you know, over time, you start to learn different things. You may have to hire somebody. I have a trainer. I have a person that fixes my meals for me now. I really don't cook because I want to keep on point, you know. And, you know, over time, I start to feel better about myself, not just because I'm losing weight, but literally I feel good, like, from the inside out.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about how you feel. I mean, I want to look better, of course, but I also want to feel better. And then I don't want to just feel better. I want to be better.
Exactly.
So it all comes into full circle. Continue. I'm sorry. I just wanted
that's
to
okay. Mm-hmm. You good. But yeah, it was just, you know, I just wanted to, I've never been small, first of all. I'm not worried. I don't want to be small. I'm a grown woman. You know, I don't want to be small. I'm not a little girl. And, you know, it was that inside of feeling good. Like, I knew, you know, something's brewing up on the inside. It was just, some disease is just bound to just burst at any second. Mm-hmm. And that was the feeling that I had. I had no energy. I didn't want to do anything, you know. And I said, oh no, this just can't be life, you know. I got to get up and do something. And from there, you know, I have to this day, you know, that I have the days where I just don't want to do it, but I have the discipline now.
Yeah.
To just do it anyway, you know, and that comes with time. It comes, you're going to have so many setbacks. You're going to quit. You're going to start back. You're going to eat. You're going to start back. You're going to quit, you know, so expect that. But just, you know, really keep your eyes on the prize and say, you know, you have to really make a decision. Like, is this what I really want to do? And if it's something that you want to do, you'll find a way to do it. We find ways to go to clubs. We find ways to get in free before 11. We find ways to buy 2 for $20.
Right.
You know, we can find a way to make the greatest investment, which is in yourself.
Right. I like to call it self-help care.
Yeah, okay. Self-help care. Exactly.
You have to take care of your health. I mean, outside of, you know, money, that's the most valuable thing that you have. So you have to make that a priority. You're so correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about the next time that you had an epiphany?
This was maybe about 2 years ago. You know, I've always been a very outspoken, very confident person, but you know, the last couple of years have
not changed.
Have
that's not changed.
No. But to be honest, you know, I've been insecure. I'm very insecure about myself, and people just do not believe that. I'm very insecure, and there's certain things when I say insecure. I mean, not about how I look or how I feel about myself. It's just certain things, like how I make other people feel. Like, I know sometimes I can be a little harsh, but at the same time, it's like I hold my feelings in, and I've been letting a few people walk over me.
Okay.
And, you know, I literally had to wake up and say, wait the hell a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm beam up and Cox, wait a minute, hold on, what right. are you doing, you know? And mm-hmm. at that moment I had to reevaluate, and I had to look at myself in the mirror again. That's why I have so many mirrors in my house, and I'm glad this particular townhouse came with some mirrors downstairs already. You have to literally look at yourself, and sometimes you have to say, look, I'm Georgia Muffin Baker, or I'm Beep But Cox, you have to really remind yourself of who you are, and you have to really remember and know what your worth is, and add double tax.
Double tax. I like that.
At the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, people are going to treat you how you allow them to treat you. And they're going to continue to do it until you say, wait, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
The price then changed.
I wrote a song back in the day, and the lyrics went, you only get away with what I let you. Don't think you playing nobody for no fool, because you only get away with what I let you. And it's true. You teach people how to treat you by what you accept.
Absolutely.
And you at some point, when you get tired, I always tell people, when you get sick and tired, you'll change it. It's not going to change until you really get sick and tired. So you'll keep complaining and keep talking how they treat you this way. And this way, it's like, no, you're allowing it, sweetheart. You just got to speak up for yourself. So you're absolutely right.
Yep.
So I do understand that type of insecurity.
Yeah, and when I say it's a hard pill to swallow when it's somebody close to you or a family member and they'll say, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I'll be honest. I think I'm probably finna blow some heads when I say this, but even your spouse, at the end of the day, you have to, if a person is going to treat you, and they're going to do whatever you allow. And that is why I'm walking away and bowing out gracefully. Because I know my worth, and I know what I will and what I won't accept or put up with. Period.
And that's powerful. And because you can say, and the fact, Brandy, that you can say that from a place of from confidence, from a place of sounds like assuredness, and that you are, what's the word I'm trying to look for? You are at peace with the decision that you've made. And that's the whole thing about healing, is ultimately to find some level of peace.
Absolutely.
And, you know what I'm saying? When you say, God, take everything out of my life that's not helping me on my journey to become greater or to closer to you, you have to be ready for what he will show you.
You show better be ready.
You know what I'm saying? That has to be removed. And nobody and nothing is really spared, especially if that's something that you truly desire to have, is your peace and your healing, then that's the type of things that need to happen. But I'm just happy that, like I said, you sound very much at peace, and that's the part I'm happy about that.
And don't get me wrong, it's a process in that too, because sometimes I'll sit here and be like, man, I still have my moments, but it's not how it was in the beginning. It wasn't how it was 2 years ago, depressed and just don't know what to do, trying to figure, what do I do? What's wrong with me? It ain't nothing wrong with me.
Right.
Not saying that I'm perfect, but right. I know that those actions are not because of me.
Well, I will say is that 2020 has been so good. I will say, from my perspective, it's been great to you. Even though it was an awful year for all of us, it sat us all down and made us all reflect and made us all kind of hone in on whatever it is that we needed to focus on. 2020 was meant to teach everybody on the planet a lesson. And if you didn't take the time to learn it, shame on you. That time was really a gift from God to sit still. You know what I'm saying? Sit still and know that he is God. So
preach, GM.
But you, my friend, I'm telling you, from my perspective, honey, it's like 2020 came and you sailed right over that wave. you sailed, and it was truly beautiful to watch. You encouraged so many people, including myself. You posted every day your fitness journey, and you let us know what it is that you do professionally. So I want to give you an opportunity to talk about what it is that you do professionally, because you don't just do notary. You have a list of things, and I don't want to try and mention them and then miss one. So I want to give you the opportunity to share with the audience what it is that you do and how you help people and how 2020 treated you.
Well, 2020 treated me just like everybody else. I had ups and downs. I had smiles and frowns. I had crying sessions. I had healing sessions, but my feet still moved and my head was still high.
It sure was.
And, you know, the thing about 2020 for me, 2020, my third eye, it was like wide open with a flashlight.
Yes.
And it was nothing that I could overlook. There, like, literally, there was nothing I could overlook. And I had never seen that a day. I 2020 amazed me.
Yes.
2020 amazed me. And, you know, personally, I'm thankful 2020 came. I'm thankful for the pandemic. I'm very saddened by all the lives that was lost. But I think that, you know, again, this happened for a reason. I don't know why, but I think that the people that were able to maneuver through this pandemic, and just kept it moving and just rolled with the times and the quick changes are going to be the ones who are going to thrive 2021 and beyond. And, absolutely. You know, me personally, I just feel like, you know, I'm rolling and I'm gonna roll till the wheels fall off. I just feel like 2020 didn't stop nothing for nobody. Either you were getting up, doing what you needed to do and taking this time to learn, start a business, heal, read, write. I know a few people that have written 5 books this all 2020. I even released a couple of journals during the pandemic. Like, there's so many different things. Like, you just have to know how to maneuver. You have to be almost like a chameleon. Like, I've slept on couches and floors. I mean, I could just do that, you know. So I just felt like the pandemic, it just really wasn't no different. I'm a stay at home body anyway. I work from home anyway. I do all my creating here. So definitely 2020 just really glued me to my chair to do other stuff.
Right. So share with the audience what those other things are and, you know, how they can contact you for your services.
Well, if you guys don't know, I am Brandy Cox and I am known as B Cox. I am the owner of B Cox Notary Service, B Cox Real Estate, B Cox Credit Solutions, B Cox Journals and Things, and some more stuff. I'm a notary public. I'm a realtor. I am a credit consultant, and I have my own online journal store. And if you're into health and wellness and fitness, I am also a Total Lifestyle Changes distributor for health and wellness products like the NutriBurst. I know you've probably seen that on Instagram. NutriBurst, NRG, and Detox Teas. I am available to you if you are also looking to become a notary. I do notary mentoring and consultations for new notaries or for notaries that already have their commission and just need to learn how to get business. Of course, if you need a home, I can definitely help you to buy a home in your area.
You can.
And if you're having credit issues, I don't feel sorry for you. I have a credit solution for you. I have a B Cox Moving Keys program. So if you're looking to buy a home and you're having credit issues, I have a specific program just for you to help you to obtain your goal of home ownership. And what else? Oh, my journal. So during the pandemic, I released a journal. It's called the Hustle Journal. It is a 100-page free space journal. I created it, you know, to help you to create, execute, and hustle whatever it is that you're trying to produce. A lot of the times with me, with a lot of the things that I do, I'm an avid writer in journal. I'm a goal writer. I have to plan out everything, and I write a lot. And so that's where the Hustle Journal came from. I actually sat on that journal for like 8 years because I was afraid to release it. The pandemic came, I released it, and it's doing great.
I have a secret to tell you, Brandy.
Uh-oh.
So I remember when you put out your journals and I was like, yo, I got to get mine. I remember buying two. I had you autograph one. But I'm going to tell you, when I first bought it, I remember coming to your house and picking it up. And then I got home and I opened it up. And I remember thinking, wait a minute. Why are all the pages empty? You know, I didn't realize that it was a journal. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a short memoir because, you know, sometimes I'm not too bright. And I was like, well, wait a minute now. And then it dawned on me. I was like, oh, so that's my little Georgia Baker story.
No worries. You actually are not the only person that said that. They're like, oh, wait, this is a journal. Yeah.
Girl, but no, actually, that's what I used to start this podcast. Yay. When I started formulating my ideas. Yay. And putting down the things that I wanted to do with this podcast, I did use that journal. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad it helped you to create, execute, and hustle your podcast.
Hey, that's exactly what it did, B.
See?
Brandy, I want to tell you thank you so much. You are my first guest ever, and you've been an amazing guest, and I really hope, actually, I think I know that you are going to inspire and uplift and encourage some people to go get their healing. And I know a lot of my listeners will be able to resonate with you. Okay, before I forget, because I almost did, make sure, Brandy, that you give everybody how your at names, Twitter, Instagram, how they can contact you and keep up with you on your journey.
You can, the best way to keep up with me is on my Instagram. You can go b.cox_b.hustlin_no_g_ on Instagram. And you can find all my links, how to contact me and, see what I'm up to.
Okay. And you primarily source people in, our area here in California, right?
Yeah, for real estate and notary, California. But if you need credit repair services or want to buy my journal, definitely nationwide. All the links are in my bio.
All right, Brandy. I want to thank you again. All right. We're going to have you back soon, okay?
All right. I'll be waiting.
All right, girl. Bye-bye. Loved ones, don't you just love B? I love B. I love Brandy. Brandy is manifesting the life of her dreams. She's co-creating with God the life that she deserves and the life that she desires. And she's just proof that it's possible to push past all of the obstacles and things that you have going on in your life, to where you can, if you really hone in on who it is you are, if you slow down enough, quiet your mind, and really get to know who you are and what it is that you like and what your strengths and weaknesses are, create boundaries for yourself. Sometimes you have to create boundaries for yourself with yourself, because sometimes you may not be strong enough in an area and you have to, you know, create those boundaries within yourself. But whatever it takes to get you to a place of peace and healing and growth, so that way you can see your fullest potential, guys, I encourage you to take whatever measures you have or you can to do so, because it's never too late. I know a lot of my listeners are in their mid to upper 30s and low 40s, And I just want you to know that as long as you're breathing, it's never too late to go after your dreams. And the reason why I thought Brandy was such a great guest to have is because she's just proof of when you focus in on yourself, when you really focus in on your self-help care, boy, the sky is the limit. The sky is the absolute limit. So with that said, guys, if you want to have a little bit of dialogue with me about this episode, you can send me an email at onmymindpod@gmail.com. That is onmymindpod@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on Instagram. My at name is @GeorgiaOnMyMind. There is no I in the word mind, so it's just MND. That's the same name on Twitter. So you can reach me at those two places or in the email. And don't forget to reach out and follow Brandy at b.cox_b.hustling_. Okay? And I'm sure she would love to hear from you guys. She has a lot of services that she provides, and I'm sure that she would be happy to help some of you all. With that said, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. Thank you for hanging out with us today. And I'm going to leave you with some unsolicited advice. Pray, talk to God, meditate, and let Him talk to you. Spread positivity and love everywhere you go in any way you can. And take care of one another, because we are all we got. All right, loved ones, take care.